The fastest way to respect an idea is to try to disprove it on purpose, as cheaply as you can. For this one, that test exists. It borrows a method psychologists have used for decades, and you could run the first version of it this year. Everything we've built rests on one empirical bet: that there are real human capacities you can raise only by genuinely acquiring them, where you can't fake the score without doing the work. If that's true for even a few capacities, the menu has an anchor. If it's true for none, the whole idea collapses. And far better to learn that from a small study than from a large failure. So here's the number to measure. Take one candidate merit. See how much a gaming regime raises the test, and how much that same effort raises real, out-of-sample performance. The gap between those two, the part of the score that goes up while reality doesn't, is what you want close to zero. And psychometricians already do this. Daniel Koretz built the method to catch inflated school test scores. Put the high-stakes score next to a low-stakes audit of the very same skill. Where they diverge, that's the inflation. That's the leak. How do you measure it cleanly? A trial. Three groups. One left alone, one genuinely trained in the skill, one coached only to beat the test. And then a bounty. Real money to anyone who can find the most effective way to game it. Because gaming is something optimizers do, not something average students do. Here's the surprising part. For all the decades of arguing about coaching, almost nobody has actually randomized this. If the gaming group's score jumps, but their real performance doesn't, you've measured the leak. If you can't raise the score without raising the skill, that merit is solid. Where do you start? Forecasting, because we already know the most there. Tetlock's tournaments found that training which lifts the score also lifts real, resolved accuracy on questions nobody had seen. The leak, for forecasting, looks small. So reuse the forecasting platforms that already exist, run the three groups across one cycle of real questions, and put an actual number on it. This is cheap, months, not years. And when you first put it into the world, don't reach for parliaments. Use it where the cost of a mistake is low and the fit is best. Oversight. Auditors, inspectors, the people who watch power rather than wield it, which is exactly where Samuel Bagge argues random selection belongs. Then pair it with the oldest accountability tools we have. Athens scrutinized its randomly chosen officials before they served and audited them after, with real penalties. Small, reversible, watched. So the honest end of all this isn't a verdict. It's a gate. One measurement decides whether the lead merit is real. Does the score move without the skill? If it does, drop it. If it doesn't, you've got a foundation, and you build outward, one measured capacity at a time. Notice what this refuses to do. It does not ask you to believe the idea. It asks you to run the single test that could destroy it, and then to act on whatever comes back. The whole design was arranged from the start so that one experiment can falsify its first claim. We started at a wall. You cannot build a definition of merit that can't be gamed. We end somewhere narrower and far more useful: a specific, testable bet that you can make gaming expensive and the cost of trying worth paying, with a cheap experiment that tells you whether the bet holds. Not a system to believe in, a question precise enough to answer, which is the only kind worth asking.